Changing the culture. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I was hoping that when the president raised that holy Bible aloft, we'd hear a booming voice from above reassuring us that he knows what he's doing. For some reason, we did not. I blame the satellite delay. But while we wait, I am hearing some constructive suggestions from other sources. Chief Andrew Mills of Santa Cruz on MSNBC said his cops aren't perfect, but...
But we have a little mantra here, and that is, if you see it, you own it. You can no longer say that's somebody else's responsibility, it wasn't me. If you were there, it was just as though you did it, if you didn't intervene and stop excessive use of force.
That is certainly a way to change the culture. And it also occurs to me that another way to change a culture is to change who you hire. I could imagine a whole new kind of protest where instead of surrounding police headquarters, you'd have hundreds of young people lining up at the police headquarters, armed with resumes, ready to actually apply to be cops. I see people in those crowds who feel deeply about their communities, who obviously believe in protecting the vulnerable, who seem to be learning how to get those looters under control, and who clearly have the stamina to be on their feet for 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. You train a few hundred of them for your police department. How could the culture not change? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.